Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. The bone of contention in most homes is the bathroom. Why is it that whenever you want to use it, there's always somebody else in it? Well, at my place, I've put my foot down, and Mrs. Boyle now agrees that Robin goes to the bathroom first in the mornings. She agrees if I go at 5 a.m. A minute later, she's in it first. Well, the baths on Troutbridge are causing trouble at the moment, too.
Chief! Let me open this door at once.
Hello, sir. Well, well, well. Fancy you being here.
Well, Chief, now that you've had sufficient time to conceal whatever it was that you were up to and that I'd rather not know about, could we have a word?
Certainly, sir. A pleasure, sir. Please come in, sir. Delighted to see you, sir. Charmed, I am.
Yes, well, that settles it.
Settled what, sir?
He has concealed whatever it was. Actually, we're not here to discuss any of your pretty little ways with Admiralty property, Chief. We want to borrow a bath.
A bath? What for, sir? You going to start making your own gin? Well, sir, it just so happens that I have a recipe which has been in my family since time immemorial.
No, thank you, Chief. We do not require the bath to make giggle gravy. We just want to have a bath.
But you officers have got your own bath, sir. What do you want to slosh about in the CPO's ablutions for?
Because we no longer have any baths, Chief.
We don't quite know what's going on, Chief, but every time Lieutenant Bates goes in to have a bath,
there's a big bang.
And when he comes out,
the bath's in bits. All over the floor.
Just tell me, what's he doing with them? You've got me worried now, sir.
That is for the first time ever. Why?
Well, sir, about 10 minutes ago, Mr. Bates was here asking if he could pop into her bathroom for a minute.
You sure? Yes, well, don't bother to answer that. Quick, let's see what he's up to. This has got to stop.
All right, this way, sir.
Perhaps he's making gin and using the wrong recipe.
By the sound of it, that lot was 300% proof at least. Oh, here we are.
Mr. Bates, what's going on?
Oh, hello, chaps. I'm afraid I've had rather a nasty accident with the bath.
No, I mean, look at it. Leastways, look what it was.
Oh, I do apologize, chaps, but accidents will happen.
Accidents? 3 baths in 2 days.
4, actually. The one for the ratings forehead went this morning. It's an absolute shambles.
Mr. Bates, that means we've only got 1 bath left in the ship.
Honestly, Lieutenant Bates, I mean, 4 baths in 2 days. What makes you so dirty?
No, you don't understand. I've been using these baths to test my new invention.
Oh, what's that, sir? A TNT towel?
No, it's a floggle grummet.
A floggle grummet?
Rather. It's a combination of a floggle toggle with compressed and solidified hum grummet. I've discovered that by combining the two, the toggle removes the hum, and you're left with a floggle grummet.
Is that good?
Oh, first class. You see, it also sets up the most fabulous magnetic field, and so there you are.
Well, you may be, but I'm not.
Neither am I.
No, I hadn't been from the start.
But it's so obvious. All I had to do was to make a tiny, tiny miniature shell, fill it with a floggle grummet, load it in the tiny, tiny gun on my little, tiny, tiny clockwork boat, and fire it.
Result? Another bath in tiny, tiny bits.
Precisely.
You mean a floggle grummet is a new explosive?
You just haven't been following, old man. It's a fabulous magnetic field. That means that the shell is drawn to the nearest metal target. In this case, the plug hole.
Lummy, Bates has discovered a guided missile.
Yes, I think I have.
Did you have to keep Farnham in our baths?
Oh, definitely. You see, I had to make sure that the water didn't upset the magnetic field while the shell was in the air.
You're absolutely certain it works?
Oh, absolutely positive.
Fascinating. Mr. Bates, have you got any more tiny, tiny shells filled with a flog of granite?
Only one, sir.
Well, we've still got one bath left.
Sir, you're not thinking of letting him take pot shots at our last plug hole, surely?
No, of course not.
All the same, it would have been interesting to watch, wouldn't it, sir?
Very. Yeah.
Still, that bath does belong to the ratings, so we couldn't possibly...
No, of course we couldn't.
Pity.
Pity. Still, it's their bath.
Oh, yes, I mean, we couldn't possibly...
No, we couldn't possibly. Pity.
Pity.
Shall I lead the way to the bathroom, sir, will you?
I think we will, Chief.
So, come to Fatso. So, where are you? No, stop hiding in the dirty water. I know you're down there somewhere. Go on, Lufa, chase it, boy. Go on, chase it. Pitchy. Shoot.
That's out! Come out of there, you teeming, great, pat, waterlogged out.
Go away. Tubbs having his tub.
Tubbs had it. Mr. Bates wants to come and play with his clockwork boot.
Well, he can't. He'll bars last, bars longest. And when Abel Seaman Johnson's in the bath, there's no room for clockwork boats.
You've never said a truer word, mate. Out you come, or we'll all come in and turn the curve tap on.
You can't. You don't know something. Fatso's locked the door.
Yes, we can. There's something you don't know. The lock doesn't work.
Well, I don't see that makes any... Hey, Fatso's coming out. All right. Ooh, I'm freezing. Ooh, where's me towel? Towel? Cooey, towel. Cooey, where...
All right, now what's the matter? Can't you find your towel?
Yeah, I found it all right. It was in the bath with me.
Well, look, wring it out, wrap it round you and scarper.
Hey,
lost. Shall I fill the bath, sir?
Yes, do. And try to remember that you don't have to stand in it to turn the taps on.
Oh, very funny, sir. As if I do a stupid thing like that. I'm slipped. Turn it off!
Brilliant, Mr. Phillips. That tap works the shower bath.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Allow me to fill the bath, Mr. Phillips, before you turn the ship into a floating reservoir.
Your Fuggle Grummet shell primed, Mr. Bates?
Oh, rather. I've just got to wind up my tiny, tiny clockwork boat and we'll be all set.
Right, Chief. Turn off the tap. That's enough. Thank you, Chief. It's all yours, Mr. Bates.
Right, edge down and watch out for bits of flying bath.
Off we go, then. Last bath coming up. Hi-ya!
And then there were none.
Cool. I think I got hit by Fatso's piece of soap.
That is incredible. Just think, if a tiny, tiny floggle-grummet shell can work like this in a bath, what would be the effect of a full-scale shell fired from a frigate?
Oh, absolutely useless, sir. Well, you never get a bath big enough to float a frigate in.
Mr. Phillips, I feel we should all get on a lot faster if you... dropped out of the conversation for a bit.
Oh, Flatty.
Mr. Bates, we must inform Abelty of this at once.
With all due respect, sir, I wouldn't advise that at all, sir. No.
Why not?
Oh, well, because that's the last we'll ever hear of it, sir. I mean, someone else will claim the credit for Mr. Bates' invention. And what's more, he won't cop. Yeah, and what's even more important than that, neither will I.
I don't quite see what you're getting at, Chief.
Look, why don't we form a private company instead of market the Floggle Grunnet Shell ourselves?
Good gracious, he's gone potty, Admiralty. He'll never allow that.
Well, who's going to tell him, sir? What we want is a civilian as head of the board of directors. Well, he could chat Admiralty about.
You mean a sort of figurehead?
Yes.
Figurehead? Well, Admiralty would never chat to one of those great big wooden ladies with large...
Mr. Phillips! I did suggest you dropped out of this for a bit. Haven't you got a book you could read?
The only one, sir. Funnily enough, that's about a great big lady with large...
Well, read it!
You know, sir, I think the chief's right. We ought to form a private company. But who can we ask to be chairman of the board?
I know, sir. Hmm? I know. I've got it. How about Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown, sir? I mean, he's chairman of about 60 companies already. I mean, one more wouldn't do any harm.
Well, I'm not happy about this, but at the same time, I don't want to see Mr. Bates denied his perks.
That's settled then, sir. We form the Floggle Grummet Company straight away. Now, first director's meeting, as soon as we can get hold of Sir Tiddly Wallaby. No, you know, Swantly Tiddly Toddly.
The chairman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you, sir. Yes. All right, right, quiet, please, gents. Right, gents, please, quiet. Thank you very much. Pray silence, Mr. Toodley Bunkley. No, Brownie Biddley Toodley, pray your chairman whilst he reads the minutes. Now, quiet, please.
All right, for the off now, then. Now, couldn't we skip the minutes? They take hours.
It's a good idea, and then we can go straight to our 11s. I have my corkscrews ready.
Let's skip a chap reading the minutes. Chairman votes in favour of reading them. Here we go. Ladies of the Traction Engine Boiler Makers Guild, on this auspicious... That can't be right. Amelia, where are the minutes for this lot?
Well, I took the wise precaution of leaving the little tinkers at home. I've just brought the balance sheet, and I think it's a bit shaky. Well, one of us is, anyway.
No. Well, I'd better read that instead. Now then, according to this certified balance sheet, as supplied by the company's accountant, the balance is as follows. Credit, one tiny, tiny Floggle Grummet shell and one clockwork toy boat. On the debit side, 257 shattered stove enamel bars.
Mr. Bates, you've been doing some more private experiments again.
I'm afraid so, sir, but I rather think they've come to an end now. For some reason, people have stopped inviting me to their homes anymore.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, neither am I. As soon as he arrives, the host asks him if he'd like to pop upstairs and wash his hands. And that's it. Bang.
Well, gentlemen, I can only suggest that the time has come for a full-scale experiment.
Not in one of our bars, it hasn't.
No, I mean, it's time that Sir Willoughby... Sir Toddly, Tiddly, Bubbly, Bobbly...
Old, sir.
Thank you. I was going to say it's time that Sir...
Me.
Sir, you, sir, should approach the right department at Admiralty to get financial backing for a full-scale Floggle Grummet.
Yeah, smashing. Pertwee's all for a bit of financial backing.
Ah, well, certainly. Only two, please. What's the estimated cost likely to be, Bates?
Well, it's rather difficult to tell within a bob or two, but I'd say about £3 million.
Then there's our royalties on top of that.
Yeah, that'll be another £3 million at least.
Yeah, director's fees?
Three more.
Entertainment?
£3 million at least. Oh, I don't think.
Well, splendid. At a rough estimate, then, we'll need about £12 million.
Give or take a million, yes.
Right, leave it to me. I'll chat him about it. In the meantime, can somebody lend me the bus fare round to Admiralty? I'm skint.
What was the name again, sir?
Povey. Captain Povey. This is my secretary.
Chasen. Ren Chasen.
That'll be quite enough of that. And now then, my man, we have an appointment to see Mr. Merivale, the Director of Naval Expenditure.
Very good, sir. I'll just see if Mr. Merivale is available, sir.
Thank you. You know, Ren Chasen, I do wish I knew why we'd been sent for. It's very worrying.
Well, perhaps the Director of Naval Expenditure has spotted someone fiddling our stamp book, sir.
Good heavens, it's Povey, isn't it?
What? Oh, it's you, Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown. What a delightful surprise to see you, sir.
Yes, isn't it?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting to see the Director of Naval Expenditure.
Ah, they've dragged you in now, have they? I'm just going to see him myself. It's about this new invention of my company, you know. The Floggle-Grummet Missile Project.
The Floggle-Grummet Missile Project? What on earth?
I expect they want your lot to test it or something. Come on, let's go and bash old Merivale's ear hole for a bit. In here.
Come in.
Good morning, Merivale. You got the lolly from your project yet?
The First Lord is studying all relevant documents at this very moment, Sir Willoughby. We should have a decision by the end of the year.
Good morning, sir. My name is Povey.
Captain Povey.
Good man, good man. Park yourself somewhere. Now, about the manufacture of these Fogile Grummet missiles. Naturally, this is all under control, and we're just waiting for the First Lord to give us the word.
Excuse me, sir, but I haven't the faintest idea what a Floggle Grummet missile is. So perhaps...
Oh, sorry, Povey, old man, you know better than that. No questions at this stage, old man. Just carry on. It may not come to it, but we wanted you to be in on the ground floor. Only right.
What? Oh, yes, yes. Well, I don't know.
That's the spirit, Povey. I like a man who can grasp the essentials quickly. That's why my company suggested you for the job.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Most kind of you.
Sure.
What job?
That's the ticket, Povey, old man. Play it dumb. Play it dumb. It's the only way to work when security's involved. No doubt about it. No doubt about it at all. Sir Wallaby Wibbly Tobbly Fiddly. Well, there's no doubt about it anyway. Povey is the right man. I like him.
If only someone would...
Now, we've got the factory all right. One of my mates at the Board of Trade got in on the thing there. He had a factory left over, you know.
Left over?
Yes, often happens. Often happens with these takeover bids, you know. Half a dozen companies kept taking over dozens of other companies, and they all went bust, so two big boys bought them out and did a merger with a trust company, and that sold out to an American holding company, and that was it, you see.
What was?
Well, somewhere along the line, they ended up with the factory open, and no one can remember who it belonged to. Even the chaps working there have forgotten what they were making when they first started.
Good grief.
It'd be a relief to them to start production of Floggle Grummet missiles. At least the whole factory will be making the same thing. At one point, when the two toy companies took them over, they were turning out teddy bears with gollywog heads.
Did they sell?
Well, only as a capital loss to the Inland Revenue. Now, the Ministry of Ag and Fish are sorting out a farm to grow these hum grummets at home. Treasury wouldn't grant an import license outside the Stirling area. Of course, homegrown hum grummets can be solidified more cheaply anyway.
It's like a nightmare. I can't understand a word.
Well, up to now, sir, I think our stamp book is still in the clear.
Well, that's about it for the present. See you all on Salisbury Plain.
Salisbury Plain?
Wake up, Povey, old man. The test shots of the Floggle Grummet missile tomorrow.
Nobody told me a word about it.
I should hope not. We can't afford any leaks in the security at this stage, can we? You'd better arrange for a gun crew to be supplied from your flotilla, Povey.
A gun crew? But Troutbridge is the only ship in the dockyard at present. Well, you surely don't want
I'll leave all the incidentals to you, Povey. We're relying on you to supply the gun crew and get them to Salisbury Plain tomorrow.
But I can't possibly...
Good man. Shan't forget your name.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's spelled P-O-V.
Yes, I think we can safely say that if all goes well with this product, there might well be a knighthood or two flying about.
A knight? Sir Povey. Sir Henry Povey. Sir Henry Povey.
Bart.
Granted, but don't do it again. Off you go.
Don't understand it, number one.
What's that, sir?
This test and the Floggle Grummet missile project are all supposed to be top secret, but you all seem to know more about it than I do.
We do. You see, we started the whole...
Mr. Phillips!
Whoops, Leslie. sorry, pardon.
Excuse me.
Yeah, with pleasure, Chief. What is it?
The jeep's just arrived with the Floggle Grummet shell, sir. Is it all right to take it off and load the gun?
Yeah, I imagine so. Perhaps you'd better ask Mr. Merivale first.
Oh, he's far too busy filling in the necessary forms, directorates, authorities, orders, statutes, registrations, licenses, requisitions, and claims.
Blimey, where does he have to send all those to?
Well, as far as I can gather, to the Director of Naval Expenditure.
But he is the Director of Naval Expenditure.
Precisely. Small world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, carry on then, Chief. And try not to drop the shell. It's the only one we've got.
I wouldn't touch it with a complete stranger's barge pole, sir. I've just volunteered Abel Seaman Johnson for the job, sir.
Yeah, of course. I should have known that.
All right, Pacto. All right, then. Come over to the penny shop and get it off the jeep.
No, thanks. I don't want to go anywhere near it. I'm not happy.
No one's asking you to laugh. Just get the flaming thing over to the gun, that's all. Right, one, two, and up.
Oh, where's your gun?
You got it?
Yeah.
Right, that's a good lad. Right, driver, take the jeep away.
Here, what's happening? He's pulling me. Help, stop, slow down, he's pulling me along. Move back, can't you?
Captain, come back here. What do you think you're doing? The 4 minute mile.
Oh, crikey, I'm rather afraid I should have thought of that.
Thought of what, Mr. Bates?
Well, it's the magnetic field in the jeep's electrical system. It rather looks as if it's working. On the magnetic field is the Fogle Grummet shell, and they're attracting each other.
Then I hope they'll be jolly happy together.
Well, they won't be, sir. If Johnson and the shell catch up with the jeep, sir, that shell is primed.
Good heavens.
Now, let go, you brute. Help follow in that jeep. You don't know where it's been. Help, help.
Keep going, Fatso. Try and turn off the next corner. This is no time to play ring-a-ring-a-roses.
Why don't we try telling the jeep driver to speed up?
Good idea, Phillips, old man. It might break the field.
Right. Oi, driver, put your foot down.
Elbow, break a leg. Keep going, Pete.
I don't think that's helping, Mr. Bates.
My word, that sailor can certainly move, can't he?
Well, not really. It's a fiddle. I don't think his feet are really touching the ground.
Oh, don't blame him, sir. They're probably red hot by now.
Let's try telling the driver to switch off.
Right, sir. Oi, that's so. Swing out a bit. Right, switch off, driver. That's so. Going to overtake.
Oh, out the road, out the road. Beep, beep, I'm coming past. Ooh, me legs, ooh, me legs.
Oh, bully, that's broken the magnetic field, all right.
Yes, but why doesn't Fatso stop? He's still tearing round and round.
Well, he's bound to, sir. Once he gets all that weight going, there's no holding him. He's been carried forward by his own momentum minimum, sir.
Number one, what on earth is that fat idiot playing at? That's the only shell we've got, and the First Lord is waiting to see it fire.
Oh, any minute now, Captain Purvey. The shell's been loaded into the gun. What's the target?
That old tank out there.
Oh, jolly good. I'll go and take aim.
You'll do nothing of the sort.
The idea is to aim somewhere else and let the Fogle Grummet direct the shell onto the target, idiot.
Oh, silly Leslie. In that case, I'll aim at Stonehenge.
Good idea. No. It might not work. I don't want to be responsible for destroying a national monument, having a lot of angry druids ringing up Admiralty.
Perhaps you're right, sir. I won't be long now, sir.
Is Mr. Phillips going to fire it, then, sir?
Yes, Chief. Why?
Compassionate leave, sir.
No, Chief.
Permission to dig a big hole and hop in it, sir.
There's time, I'm afraid. They're ready.
Oh, they can't be ready, sir. The gun's pointing this way. And even Mr. Phillips...
It hasn't, you know.
Hey, you chaps, it didn't half go, didn't it? I thought he was going to hit you two for a minute.
Yes, sir. So did...
Amelia. Oh, Amelia, my love, you got any smelling salts?
No, Willie, I don't believe in them. However, I do have some rather delicious brandy. Sure, in my emergency pot.
Oh, well, that brandy'll do. This chap's just passed out.
Well, in that case, I shall have some at once. Cheers.
Well, congratulations all round, sir. It was crackles of the show, crackles of the show.
Oh, it was nothing, Mr. Merrivale. Pope is the name, you remember. P-O-V-E.
Good man, good man. The First Lord is most impressed. You ought to organize a full-scale sea trial at once. Get half a dozen frigates armed with Fogle Grummet shells and fire them out to sea. You know the formula.
Oh, certainly, sir. Yes, I'll organize it as soon as possible, Mr. Merrivale. Just leave everything to me. Pope is the name.
P-O-V-E.
Easy. Stop engines.
Stop engines it is, sir.
We're on station for tests, sir.
This is a big day for us, sir. If the Fogle Grummet shells work, we'll all be millionaires.
Not so loud, Chief. Don't forget Captain Povey's aboard.
Yes, gentlemen, I am. I do wish you'd put steel tips on your shoes.
I'm sure you do. Yes. Mr. Director.
Yes, well, when... Who's
Since we last spoke, I have received a letter confirming the shells had been delivered to you from the Fogle Grummet Missile Project Company Limited. Oh, the notepaper not only showed the company, it also showed the list of directors.
Oh, really? Well, all company notepaper,
Perhaps we shouldn't have done that.
No, perhaps not. However, as I have reason to believe that if all goes well with this test, I may, well, not that this influences my decision, of course, but, as I may be elevated to possibly even a peerage, I don't propose to discuss this strange coincidence of names now. Well, carry on, gentlemen, and make sure the shells hit the target, won't you? For all our sakes.
Aye, sir.
Lummy, that was a near shave, eh?
Yeah. About as near as that one you gave Mr. Murray and I on Salisbury Plain, sir. Whew, a right stalk back and sides that nearly was.
Don't remind me, Chief. In any case, there isn't time. There's only 30 seconds left to 0 hour before we all have to fire the beastly things again. Stand by to fire, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, sir. Guns ready, Chief?
All guns ready, sir.
Yeah, one will do, actually. We're only firing one show at the target ship, aren't we, sir? Those chaps out there pooping off all the
Stop
others.
Stop chuntering, Mr. Phillips.
What?
Five, four, three, two, one, fire!
Fire!
Fire! Well, there they go.
Yeah, and here they come. Tell me they're lost. Here, look, they're going round and round. Mind your heads.
Mr. Bates to the bridge.
Coming.
They're not supposed to do that. Are they?
I say, you chaps, I'm most awfully sorry about this. Just never thought of it.
Then I wish you had, so heads down!
What's going on?
Well, we've only fired one shell before, and I'm rather afraid that the magnetic field of each one is attracting the others, and they're playing follow my leader up there. In short, all the flock of grummets are hopelessly baffled.
Lummy, you mean you don't know where they're going to go?
Haven't the foggiest.
Well, all right, watch it. I think one of them has made up its mind. Abandon ship. Direct to pathway first. Shareholders second. Right, the company's in liquidation. Over here with your tank on the bids, lads. No reasonable offer of use. Who wants to go in concern before it's gone?
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Abel Seaman Johnson was played by Ronnie Barker, Captain Povey was Richard Caldicott, Sir Willoughby Todhunter-Brown was Tenniel Evans, Lady Todhunter-Brown was Heather Chasen, and Lieutenant Bates was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.